The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, and welcome to this, our Christmas Eve celebration. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, and I'm excited to join in this both traditional and unorthodox celebration with this community. Some of the service will feel familiar, and some will feel new, and that's okay, and that's good. Please enjoy the comfort and play with the new. Ours is a free faith of communal searching and communal support. Gladly, we welcome you to this special ceremony, bringing us from darkness to light. For everything, there is a season. With the arrival of winter's low, dark sky, communities around the world look to the miracle of light as a sign of rebirth and a source of hope. At Christmas time, we celebrate the promise of new life and recommit ourselves to the protection of everyone's right to their own radiant humanity. This year, we are framing the worship around Advent, the season of expectation and waiting up to Christmas Day. We will go through the topics of hope, love, joy, peace, and Christ. These are the traditional values associated with the Advent season, and we've been lighting our Advent wreath and candles to show that throughout this month. We approach these topics with both reverence and playfulness, as is our Unitarian Universalist way. And if you need to get up and fiddle around, there's a bunch of people in the back already doing some arts and crafts, so feel free to join them at any time, and that is okay. Let us welcome the light into our service as we prepare our minds and our hearts for worship this evening with our opening hymn. Please rise in body or in spirit and sing with me, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. The words for all the hymns will be projected on the screen.
Good evening. My name is Anne Rostosky. I'm the Vice President of the Board, and I will be lighting the chalice tonight. The chalice reading is called Opening Words by Reverend Charles B. Ortman. Come, hear the triumph of the organ. Come, hear the merriment of bells. Come, raise your voice in glad tiding. On a midwinter's night, fare you well. Let the lights of the season now beckon every man, woman, child, near and far. Let the hope that glimmers within you rise up through the night like a star. Come in from the cold, now we gather. Come in for the warmth that we'll share. A people of hope and of memory, we light our chalice and take time to care. And once I light the chalice, we will light the peace lamp. So please do the responsive reading for the peace lamp, okay? May peace be with us.
Hello. Our call to worship this evening is in the theme of hope, and it's a text by the great religious educator and innovator, Sophia Lyon-Foss, for So the Children Come. It's a responsive reading. Your responses are up on the screen. Be bold. For so the children come. Always in the same way. No angels herald their beginnings. No prophets predict their future courses. Yet each night a child is born is a holy night.
Fathers and mothers, sitting beside their children's graves, in glory in the sight of the new life beginning.
They ask, where and how will this new life end? Or will it ever end? Each night a child is born is a holy night.
Each night a child is born is a holy night.
A time for singing.
A time for singing.
A time for wondering.
A time for wondering.
A time for worshiping.
A time for worshiping.
So be it. That actually was exalting the glories of spring, but it was adapted with text to the Christmas season. It's called Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming.
us.
You're on. This is a very laid-back service. That's part of our non-traditional part. So if things mess up, thank you, Jerry, for getting us there. Do you have the reading? You have it? Great. Okay. Light one of the purple candles and you can talk right here.
Invitation by Shel Silverstein. If you're a dreamer, come in. If you're a dreamer of pollution, rely on the hope of the magic green flower. If you're a pretender with the primary fire, the rules of that code for us to speak. Come in, come in.
Thank you very much. Please rise again and join. In singing, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
How many slams in an old green door depends upon how loud you shut it. How many slices depends upon how thin you cut it. How much is inside a dead depends how thick you cut it. How much love inside a plant depends how much you do.
Thank you. In this night, the stars left the habitual places and kindled wildfire tidings that spread faster than sound. In this night, the shepherds left their posts to shout the new slogans into each other's clogged ears. In this night, the foxes left their warm burrows and the lion spoke with deliberation. This is the end revolution. In this night, roses fooled the earth and began to bloom in the snow. Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship makes blooms of roses in the snow by promoting social justice and equality. And one way that this beloved community promotes social justice and equality is by giving away from our communal abundance. This is a special service, and I know it's been a couple years, but because this is a special service, we are reinstating our passing of the baskets. But we gather your gifts not for us today, but for the greater world. This evening we come together remembering a story of Christmas as a tale of a family in need, a family who has left their home and find themselves without housing, without support, without sustenance. From this ancient story, we are called to think of those people who are in need today. All of our Christmas Eve offerings are therefore going to the Daily Bread Community Food Pantry, which provides residents in need with programs that provide food, promote the value of nutrition, increase self-sufficiency, and instill hope. You may place cash in the baskets as they go around, or a check made out to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, or TPUUF, with Christmas Eve offering in the memo line. And also, if you didn't plan for this, because it's new, I know, you may donate online, you may donate later, and if you're joining us online, you may donate online via the button on our home screen, and just make sure to put Christmas Eve collection in as a comment. We'll now gratefully receive the gifts of the congregation. Please be generous.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir, for that inspirational, amazing music. The giving and receiving of gifts is holy work. So let us acknowledge our embodied faith and dedicate our offering with the unison words on the screen. May these gifts, given with generosity and love, help bring more peace, care, and freedom to our world. Thank you. Again, please rise in body or in spirit for our hymn of love, the First Noel.
Put something in. Draw a crazy picture, write a nutty poem. Sing a mumbo-gumbo song, whistle through your comb. Do a loony-goony dance, cross the kitchen floor. Put something silly in the world that ain't been there before.
Thank you. Thank you. And as we talk about putting something joyful in the world, let us rise again and sing joy to the world.
And heaven and nature sing, and How's it?
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas. Tonight we're reading Tug of War by Joel Silverstein. I will not play Tug of War. I'd rather play Tug of War. Everyone hugs instead of tugs. Where everyone tables and rolls from above. Where everyone kisses, everyone grins, and everyone
the theme for tonight is the general reading, carol, lessons and carols, but with a twist. So we have our different readings and our different carols. So please rise in body or in spirit again for our hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Our final candle of Advent is the white one in the center, called the Christ candle. And I light this with a reading from the Grinch. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages. It came without bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. There's a story about a man giving a talk to a crowd about the moon. You may have already heard this. He's standing there pointing at the moon and speaking about the moon, but everyone in the crowd is focused on his finger. He says, look at the moon. Yeah. And in my view, this is my view of a little bit of what happens with Jesus in Christianity and in Christmas. Jesus is coming, his birth, his life are all about something other than him. Jesus' entire message was that you and you and you and yeah and them too, they're also, all of us are divine creatures. We're all living human existences. People get so focused on Jesus that they miss the fact that he was stressing something other than himself. The Grinch starts to get it. The Grinch starts to get it that Christmas isn't about presents. They're looking at the presents and the trees and the lights is staring at the finger and missing the moon. Christmas is about remembering an act of love from many, many years ago and embodying that love now. Christmas is about coming together and celebrating Jesus' message that we all have worth and dignity, that we are all worthy, that we all deserve hope, love, joy, and peace. Being bathed in the light of Christmas is both a symbolic and a physical reality. And it's not a coincidence that this holiday is so close to other holidays of light in the darkness. We come together witnessing to the darkness, which this time of the year brings, while also witnessing to the light that we have inside of us. So at this time, we're going to symbolically engage with that with our candle lighting service. And I'm going to give a little bit of logistic instruction before we start that. It's been a couple years. I hear that often we get in a circle. Is that right? Okay, we can still do that. I think we can get in a circle to light our candles. Someone can turn off the lights when we have them lit. But parents, especially, I'm trusting you to decide who in your family holds candles or not. You decide that. And remember, when we're passing the light around, you tilt the unlit candle. The lit candle you hold upright, the unlit candle gets tilted. Okay, I ask the McNeil family to please come up to share with us a prayer and then lead us in our candle lighting ceremony.
A Christmas Eve Prayer by Reverend Charles B. Ortman. Spirit of life-giving love and of love-giving life, Spirit of Christmases past, present, and future, we are gathered here in the dark of the year, in a year where, even though our losses, we have gained new insights into some of the more important things about living. We are here remembering the birth of a child and the promise that lies within each of us. May our hearts be filled with love, and may we too be guided by a star giving us a vision of peace and goodwill to all. Christmas Eve comes but once a year as a reminder for all of us, all the other days, and for all of the other nights. So let us be reminded of joy and celebration. Let us be reminded of lights, of good food and good company. And let us be reminded as well that we are the ones alive, that like that babe of long ago, we too might make a difference in the world, might help to make it a little more of a loving place. Let the spirit of this night be born in each of us. Let us nourish it, not just today, but all days. And may we be blessed always with the joy that comes from giving, with the gladness that comes from being with people we love, and the fullness that comes from opening our hearts to the world around us. May we be blessed by the spirit of Christmas. May we be bathed in its light and led to the new day that awaits being born.
So let us all stand, get in a nice big circle. We're going to light the candles from the McNeil family, tilting the unlit candle. And then we will stand and sing Silent Night. And as we're done, I will say a blessing. Then you can stay as long as you wish, but please blow out your candle before you leave. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among siblings, to make music in the heart. Amen. Blessed be, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.